The UK's annual Holocaust Memorial Day will take place later this month. The event will mark the Nazi genocide of Jews in Europe during World War II with a series of events. However, this year sees the launch of a more wide-ranging genocide Memorial Day. But the new development is not without controversy.
For almost a decade now, Holocaust Memorial Day has been held as a national event across the UK. But in recent years, there have been calls for it to be more inclusive and to take into account the many other tragic chapters in mankind's recent history, so that the phrase never again can apply even more firmly to a universal audience. Now, the Islamic Human Rights Commission, based in London, has launched a new annual event, which it says will also encompass the forgotten genocidal acts of our time. It was admittedly a humble beginning for such a mammoth undertaking, but in its first incarnation, the event already had speakers covering many of the travesties of the past few hundred years, from the genocide of the Native Americans to the massacre of Srebrenica, and the Israeli assault on Gaza 1 year ago, which claimed over 1,400 lives, most of them women and children.
We hope that this becomes a real, genuine highlighting of man's inhumanity to man, not just political sloganing, and actually looking at the way that we could stop this taking place now and not only what happened yesterday.
Among those present to contribute was Imam Ahmed Kasim, who joined the struggle against apartheid in South Africa at the age of 15 and spent over a decade imprisoned for the cause.
Genocidal activities and genocide has marred the whole of man's history, and therefore we have tended to overlook some of these features and rather disguised it under concepts like massacres, wars, etc. But the correct term would be genocide.
The introduction of Genocide Memorial Day has not been without controversy. Some Jewish groups have taken offence at what they see as an event detracting from Holocaust Memorial Day. But that view is not the consensus. Also present at the event were members of at least two separate Jewish groups who said there was a need to appreciate the pain and suffering of all peoples.
Obviously, the Nazi Holocaust was a terrible, terrible event, particularly being Jewish. It's very, very close to our minds. Many families died. It is right to remember those who died in the Holocaust. But it's not the only Holocaust, as is being brought out here today.
The official Holocaust Memorial Day remembrance does mention other victims of genocide, but its main thrust is on the specific Nazi genocide of the Jews during World War II. The new Memorial Day is also now set to become an annual event, and organisers say they've received requests for help from NGOs in several other countries who want to set up something similar. Hassan Ghani, Press TV, London.